The situation in Ukraine is among the factors that have brought relations between Russia and the U.S. to one of their lowest points since the Cold War. One man is trying to do what he can to build a bridge between the two countries, despite his own personal tragedy. He is Sergei Filin, the artistic director of the Bolshoi Ballet. He's in the U.S. for the first time since an assailant threw acid in his face, partially blinding him. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
Mention the name Sergei Filin to people in the dance world, and you hear words like visionary and brilliant.
He's, like, bigger than life, for sure.
Larisa Savilyev was a dancer with the Bolshoi when Filin was one of its star soloists. She says as a dancer, Filin was athletic and charming.
He has a very beautiful physique, but he was very emotional and a lot of personality.
Many remember the time several years ago when Sergei Filin danced on point in drag, a rare feat for a male dancer. He laughs when told he makes a very convincing ballerina. Thank you very much. Except for the dark glasses, Filin looks much better than he did in the video interviews he gave last year, not long after a masked man threw sulfuric acid at him. Then his entire face was covered in bandages. The Black Swan gangster-like story was a media sensation last year.
It happened at the world-famous Bolshoi Ballet.
A man came up to me, he says. I had my hood on, but he threw something into my face.
The leading dancer, Pavel Dmitrichenko, was behind the attack. The dark rivalries.
Rivalries, financial troubles. The Bolshoi had been plagued by scandals well before the attack on Sergei Filin, but nothing involving such violence. Filin has had 27 surgeries to help restore his eyesight. Today, he says the vision in his left eye fluctuates around 50%. He can only see shadows of objects with his right eye.
In terms of my eyesight, well, it's improving and I have sufficient eyesight to continue what I'm doing.
Filin makes regular trips to Germany to meet with doctors. He says he's learning an entirely new way to live.
Before the attack, I was the one who was leading everyone, my family, my friends, people who needed help, and this was my life role at that time. But following the attack, the situation has reversed, and now these people do everything to allow me to overcome this terrible experience and to go forward in my life.
With more than 200 dancers, the Bolshoi is one of the biggest ballet companies in the world. And despite the scandals, it is still a source of Russian national pride. Sergei Filin was 40 years old when he became artistic director 3 years ago, and he wanted to shake things up. He restaged the classics and brought in contemporary choreographers. He also hired American dancer David Hallberg, the first foreign-born dancer to join the Bolshoi as a principal soloist. Larisa Savilyev says it was a revolutionary move.
The fact Sergei got this idea was already kind of big step forward out of the traditional Russian way. And I know he was criticized for this as well because it was something which was never done before.
Sergei Filin says Hallberg won over the critics.
David
has become such a great dancer, and I can also say that David is not only an American dancer, but at least half he is also a Russian ballet dancer.
Ballet is incredibly competitive, but Filin believes it doesn't have borders.
Ballet
is something like a secret weapon which will serve to relax the tension and bring people together so that they can observe the beauty, things which unite us.
When the Bolshoi travels to Washington, D.C. next month, David Hallberg will partner with Bolshoi star Svetlana Zakharova in Giselle. The company performs in New York in July. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.